You don't need no other body. You don't need no other body. Only you fill hold my body. Only you fill hold my body. You don't need no other body. You don't need no other fragrance but a fragrance called OUD by Gucci. I discovered it a few years or so ago. It's incredible. If you've seen the film Anchorman, it's Sex Panther. It's only available online, which adds to the mystique. I genuinely think it contains something illegal. It must do. I first smelt it at a best friend's 40th birthday. We were all going around the table saying something lovely about that person. One of my other friends swapped seats with someone, and so suddenly he was sitting next to me. I was overpowered by this amazing Sex Panther smell. So I said, "What is that?" And he chuckled as if he'd been asked that many times before. And of course he had. It's intoxicating. I was suddenly in love with this guy. As the speeches round the table continued, I stopped listening because all I was doing was peppering the guy next to me with more questions about Sex Panther. How much is it? Where'd you get it? I couldn't have given less of a shit about my mate's 40th birthday. All that mattered was getting hold of this essence, the essence of life itself. I think my turn came to stand up and say something, and from memory I said a few words about my friend, and 95% of the speech was about the smell that was all around me and inside me. It was now everything to me. So as soon as I could, I left that room and ordered me some Sex Panther and waited eagerly for it to arrive. Eager for the immediate impact it was bound to have upon my life. And so it arrived. Smoke, dry ice coming out of the box as I opened it. A fanfare played. Less a fanfare, I guess, more a kind of saxophone. Sex music. Sex music right there. It's like 120 pounds for 50 milliliters. Imported from Europe. Just in a secret box surrounded by cocaine to put off the authorities. And I detached the little key thing. It had a sexy silver key thing you had to detach from the lid. The anticipation was palpable as I released the silver end and savored the moment that I pressed my quivering finger softly down. Hard metal and sprayed the essence of life into my hand. I didn't want to waste a drop of this elixir of life as I collected every morsel in one hand and then rubbed it over my grateful begging neck and under my ears. Where the fuck do you put aftershave? I don't know. If you don't shave, no one has ever told me. Anyway, here I was, at the age of 40 myself, I was finally a man full of confidence, full of hope, and full of the very meaning of being, the very meaning of life. And I had a date that night. And I arrived with more than the usual spring in my step. I had the essence of sex around my neck and in my eyes. No, not in my eyes. Never put aftershave in your eyes. It will literally blind you. And as I came in for the kiss, she said, "Ooh, new perfume." And I said, "Oh yes." And she said, "Ooh." I said, "What do you think?" And she said, "It's all right." All right. What the fuck? You are dumped. Jeez, if you're not going to appreciate this, then fuck you. Fuck you. There's no point. And so I looked, and I looked for someone that would appreciate this niff as much as me. And that person never, ever came. And that's when I knew the only person I should ever be with. Myself. And so I lie back on my bed every night, smothered in the essence of life. The essence of being. The essence of sex. And I allow myself pleasure. The only pleasure. Self-pleasure. Gucci. O-U-D. Oh, you dirty man. Yep, lots of love.